It was 2 days after graduation. My son was a high school senior. I was one of the main people involved with the safe graduation party, ironically, here in Juneau that we have after graduation. So 2 days later, my son came in at 11:30 and said, "Mom, I think I'm going to go out the road. Some people are camping out there." So I said, "Okay, but be really careful." And he says, "Okay." And so he left about 11, drove out the road, and was camping with his friends. They were drinking and, you know, cooking, bonfire. There were four other kids out there with him. And one of his good friends had just gotten a part back for his car, his Audi, and so it was the first time it was drivable in months. And so they had been standing around the campfire, and Tyler says, "Hey, let's jump in my car and test it out and listen to music." So Taylor said, "Okay, let's go." So Tyler's girlfriend jumped in. Taylor got in the back seat. They drove out another mile or so out the road, and then were coming back, and they were about 500 feet from where they were camping. And Tyler doesn't even remember accelerating, but clearly they did. And they crashed into a tree, sheared that tree completely off, and crashed. Taylor and Tyler were both ejected from the car, neither wearing seat belts. And Kelly, who was in the passenger seat in the front, had a seat belt on. And Taylor died. Tyler was medevaced with fractures, I think, in his spine, but not paralyzed, had punctured lungs and some broken bones, other broken bones. And this was about 1 in the morning, I guess, 2 in the morning.
Tell me what the Taylor White Foundation does, if you could.
We wanted to establish something that could maybe work with kids to help other families not have to experience what we've experienced. So the foundation really is trying to explore proactive ways that we can support whatever efforts are currently in place in our town to limit access to alcohol and drugs. We wanted to really provide a forum for kids to be heard when they talk to adults and to other kids about issues that are important to them, like drinking, like about what drugs are happening in our town, about driving when you're under the influence, and also to recognize that the activities and the outlets that we have in our communities for kids are important to think about and to really try to foster an environment that supports them challenging themselves and, you know, getting that stimulation that we know teen brains need, but in a way that is less risky than drugs and alcohol.
Kirsten, tell me about what prompted you or the fire department, EMTs, to help bring the Taylor White Foundation for a presentation in Petersburg.
So, well, we've talked about doing a Scared Straight type program for a while, probably a year or so, and there was a town hall meeting this fall, I think. And there was a lot of questions saying, you know, what's the community going to do? What can we do? So we as the fire department, our club, threw around some ideas, and we decided to try to work with the school and do a program. We talked with mental health and the city and a bunch of people, and they connected us with the Taylor White Foundation. We will have Carol and her group here in Petersburg, and they will tell us their story and show us their video, and we'll be able to ask them questions, and it's going to be a really great story and program.
I think that I would like to just share that the thing that seems to be particularly valuable about the video that we'll be showing Friday night is that it's kids talking to other kids. Right after it happened, as we were forming the foundation, we asked the kids, "What do you wish we could have here in Juneau that would make it so that it was easier to, you know, stay sober? And what do you wish you could tell other kids?" And the biggest thing they said, "We just wish we could make them know this can happen to them." nobody thinks it can, but it can.
We had a lot of help from the community to bring this program here to town. PFI was huge help. We couldn't have done it without them. Scandia House, Debbie's Shop, the Emblem Club, Sea Monsters Video, Heather Canick is helping us with videography, Jim Engel in his videography class, the Coast Guard, Mental Health, Viking Travel, Petersburg Police Department, Mr. Holmes in the Petersburg High School, Public Works, the City of Petersburg, and all the members of the Fire Department and the Scared Straight Committee, and of course, the Taylor White Foundation.